Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 10 Uyghur Short Stories for Intermediate Learners Latin Script Edition by Duygu Mengioglu. Is a dual language graded reader designed to support learners who want to improve Uyghur through approachable fiction. As an English Uyghur parallel textbook, its core purpose is to make reading practice more accessible by pairing Uyghur passages with English support, helping readers follow meaning while building vocabulary and reading fluency. This edition is presented in Latin script, which can lower the barrier for learners not yet comfortable with Uyghur Arabic-based writing, while still giving sustained exposure to Uyghur sentence patterns. The short story format suits intermediate study because it offers complete, manageable narratives that can be reread for comprehension, speed, and retention. Positioned as a learning tool rather than a literary anthology, the book is best understood as guided extensive reading material for language development, self-study, and classroom supplementation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dual language parallel text as reading scaffolding. A defining feature of the book is its English-Uyghur dual language structure, which functions as built-in scaffolding for intermediate readers. For learners, extensive reading can be frustrating when unknown words and unfamiliar grammar interrupt comprehension. Parallel text reduces that friction by letting the reader confirm meaning quickly without leaving the page to search a dictionary for every difficulty. Used well, this format supports a repeat reading workflow, first read for overall meaning, then reread more slowly to notice forms and collocations, and finally read again with less reliance on English. It also enables selective use of support, where a learner tries to process the Uyghur first and consults English only when needed, keeping the focus on the target language. Because the stories are self-contained, each text becomes a practice unit for comprehension, inference, and consolidation. The practical advantage is consistency. The learner can maintain reading momentum while still having a reliable comprehension check, which is essential at the intermediate level. Secondly, intermediate learner pacing through short story units. The collection format, 10 short stories, aligns with how many intermediate learners progress in discrete, repeatable units rather than long-form chapters that can feel overwhelming. Short stories make it easier to set goals such as one story per session or a fixed number of pages per day, and they encourage rereading, which is critical for fluency. Completing a narrative quickly creates a sense of closure and achievement, which can keep learners engaged over time. This structure also supports very practice types. A reader can focus on comprehension one day, vocabulary review another day, and timed reading for speed on a third day, all using the same text. In classroom settings, a short story can fit into a lesson cycle that includes pre-reading discussion, reading, and post-reading tasks without requiring a multi-week commitment. Even in self-study, the unitized design helps learners track what they have covered and what they should revisit, making the book suitable for systematic, incremental improvement. Thirdly, Latin script presentation and accessibility for beginners transitioning upward. And this Latin script edition is most relevant for learners who are developing reading ability but may not yet be comfortable with Uyghur's Arabic-based script. Presenting Uyghur in Latin script can lower the technical barrier to entry, allowing the reader to concentrate on comprehension, vocabulary growth, and sentence structure rather than decoding a new writing system. For intermediate learners, that accessibility can increase time on task, which is one of the strongest predictors of reading progress. It can also serve as a bridge resource learners may build confidence in recognizing words, affixes, and common patterns in a familiar alphabet before tackling the traditional script more intensively. At the same time, learners should treat romanization as a tool rather than an endpoint, using it to accelerate reading practice and internalize grammatical patterns. In this way, the Latin script choice positions the book as an on-ramp for reading fluency, especially for learners studying independently without extensive instructor support. Fourthly, vocabulary and pattern acquisition through contextualized storytelling. Graded readers and learner-oriented story collections are particularly effective for vocabulary development because they present words and expressions in context rather than in isolated lists. In a dual-language short story book, the learner encounters recurring everyday language patterns across multiple narratives, which supports natural repetition and retention. Wet stories provide semantic context, making it easier to infer meaning and remember usage, including collocations and typical sentence frames. For intermediate learners, the goal is often to move beyond memorized phrases into flexible comprehension and production. Reading connected text helps build that ability by exposing the learner to how ideas are sequenced and how information is linked across sentences. The English side can be used to confirm inferred meanings and reduce misunderstanding, while the Uyghur side provides sustained exposure to target language structure. Over time, this kind of contextualized input can strengthen reading automaticity, improve tolerance for ambiguity, and support more accurate internal models of how Uyghur expresses time. description, and relationships between actions. Lastly, self-study in classroom use as a practical learning tool. The book is positioned as a practical resource for easy reading and learning, which implies usability in both independent study and instructional settings for self-learners. The dual language layout supports an efficient routine read in UCOR first, consult English only when stuck, then review unfamiliar items and reread for fluency. Learners can also create simple exercises such as summarizing each story in English or Uyghur, noting recurring vocabulary, or shadow reading aloud to practice rhythm and pronunciation. In a classroom, the stories can serve as shared texts for guided reading, discussion, and comprehension checks without requiring specialized literary background. Because the content is organized into multiple short pieces, teachers can assign individual stories as homework and use class time for follow-up activities such as retelling, role play, or vocabulary recycling. Overall, the book functions less as a reference grammar and more as structured reading input, helping learners turn passive knowledge into active recognition and smoother comprehension. In conclusion, this book is best suited to intermediate Uyghur learners who want more reading practice with reliable support, as well as teachers seeking short, manageable texts for lessons. Readers who already know basic grammar and common vocabulary but struggle to read continuously will benefit most, because the dual language design helps maintain comprehension while encouraging repeated exposure to Uyghur structure. The Latin script edition adds practical value for learners who are not yet confident in the traditional script, allowing them to prioritize fluency building and pattern recognition. The main intellectual benefit is sustained contact with connected Uyghur prose, which helps learners move from word-by-word decoding to phrase-level understanding and more natural reading speed. Practically, the short story format makes progress measurable and keeps study sessions focused, which supports long-term consistency. Compared with many general Uyghur learning materials that emphasize word lists or isolated dialogues, a dual-language short story reader offers a stronger bridge into real reading habits by providing complete narratives and a built-in comprehension check. Its standout value lies in combining approachable stories, parallel English support, and a script choice aimed at accessibility for independent learners. If you would like to support Duygo Menjioglu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.